2.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the October 13th Zoning Board of Adjustment meeting. At today's meeting, we have 4 board members here in person. We do have one that is remote that will count towards a quorum, but there will need to be 5 affirmative votes to pass the one item that we're going to be looking at today. With that being said, Mr. Belush, can you formally take attendance for the record?
Sure. So thank you, Mr. Chairman. As you mentioned, we have 5 members present. Present in chambers are Mr. Daniel Nagler, James Silvers, Andres Essien, the Chair Michael Goldberg, and Joy Malikoff is participating via Zoom. Jeffrey Aronson is absent today.
Thank you. Mr. City Attorney, will you please give us information on how the public can participate via Zoom and the swearing in of people who are in person, which I don't see any here, will testify?
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good morning, all. Today's meeting of the Board of Adjustment has been scheduled in a hybrid format with a quorum of the board physically present in the temporary commission chambers located at 1901 Convention Center Drive, rooms 222 and 223, and applicant staff and members of the public appearing either in person or virtually via the Zoom platform. In order to participate in today's meeting, those wishing to participate via the Zoom platform webinar may dial 888-853-5257, which is a toll-free number, and enter the webinar ID, which is 828-6961-5309, or log into the Zoom app and enter the webinar ID, which again is 828-6961-5309. Any individual wishing to speak on an item must click the raise hand icon if they are using the Zoom app, or dial star 9 if they are participating by phone. Before we go any further, I'm going to swear in those who are testifying, but there are none here present in chambers. So as we call the cases, I'll swear in the individuals. Additionally, as part of the opening here, I'm going to notify everyone of the city's notice regarding lobbyist registration. If you are appearing on behalf of a business, a corporation, or another person, you need to register as a lobbyist with the city clerk's office. If you haven't registered yet, you should register before you speak to the board. You do not have to register as a lobbyist if you are speaking only on your behalf and not any other party, or if you are testifying as an expert witness providing only scientific, technical, or other specialized information or testimony in this public meeting, or if you are appearing as a representative of a neighborhood association without any compensation or reimbursement for your appearance to express support or opposition to any item. Expert witnesses and representatives of neighborhood associations shall, prior to appearing, disclose in writing to the city clerk their name, address, and the principal on whose behalf they are communicating. If you are an architect, attorney, or employee representing an applicant or objector, you must register as a lobbyist. These rules apply whether you are appearing in favor of or against an item, or encouraging or arguing against its passage, defeat, modification, or continuance.
Thank you, Mr. City Attorney. Are there any discussion items, Mr. Belush?
No, they're not.
Okay. We apologize. Actually, this happened the second month, and I should have caught it as a chair. The minutes were not included in the package that was sent out. That was sent out. Hopefully, you had a chance to take a look at the minutes from September 8th meeting that we had. With that being said, I'll entertain a motion to approve.
I move.
Okay. Move by Mr. Nagler.
Second.
Second by Mr. Silvers. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Okay, did we get Ms. Malikoff?
Yes, we got an affirmative from Ms. Malikoff.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Okay, we have a request for continuance, ZBA 22-0143-625-125 to 153 Collins Avenue. Mr. Belush, you want to go over that, please? And explain.
Sure. So, again, this is ZBA 22-0143. Which is 125 to 153 Collins Avenue. The applicant's requesting a continuance, in this case, to the February meeting, partly due to the short board today. And I don't see anybody from the public here in chambers, and there's nobody online with their hand raised to speak on this application.
Okay, we need a motion to approve that, Mr. Belush?
Yes, we do.
Okay, any motion to approve the continuance?
Make a motion to approve.
Okay, motion by Mr. Essien, second. Second by Mr. Silvers. All in favor? Opposed? Okay. Ms. Malakoff was a yay.
Ms. Malakoff was an aye.
Okay, so yeah, and I apologize. I got that. That 625 was actually shouldn't have been in there. It was 125 to 153 Collins Avenue. Okay, so we're going to get into the only item that we have right now. That's going to be ZBA 23-0155, 725 71st Street, Gelato Go. Mr. Belush, please tee that up for the board and the public.
Sure, thank you. And the applicant will be presenting after me via Zoom. This is ZBA 23-0155 for 725 71st Street. An application has been filed requesting a distance separation variance from religious institutions in association with a sale of beer and wine. Now, the subject operation includes an existing restaurant with 25 seats. The nearest places of worship that are located less than 300 feet from the subject establishment are the King Jesus International Ministry, located at 730 71st Street, the Calvary Chapel, located at 7141 Indian Creek Drive. There's also a congregation further to the south at the edge of the 300-foot distance separation, located at 7051 Benito Drive. Now, unless an alcoholic beverage establishment is also operating as a restaurant with a full kitchen, the minimum distance separation requirements apply. As proposed, this establishment does not include a full kitchen. As indicated by the applicant, the hours of operation will be from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. daily, and all seating is table seating with no bar counter. Based upon the hours of operation, minimal seating, and location within the commercial 71st Street corridor, staff does not anticipate any negative impacts on the surrounding community. Also, we would note that as part of conditions for approval, staff is recommending that a progress report be presented to the board within 90 days of the issuance of the alcohol license for the establishment, at which time the board can further review the hours of operation and also take in consideration any complaints or violations that were issued on the property. With that, I'll turn it over to the applicant, who is online attending, I believe, in Italy. Domenico, are you there?
Yes. Do you hear me?
Yes, Domenico. Oh. Just a second. We have to swear you in.
Domenico, while we can't see you, just please raise your right hand. And do you swear or affirm that the testimony you'll be giving is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing before the truth?
Yes,
nothing
I do.
The truth. Sorry.
Right, Mr. Addio, is 10 minutes enough for your presentation?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go ahead and set the time for 10 minutes.
And just one other quick.
Yes.
Anyone have any ex parte communications regarding this application?
No.
No disclosures?
Okay, thank you.
Show no disclosures. Okay, go ahead and proceed. Thank you.
Domenico, I'm going to set the clock for 10 minutes with a 2-minute warning.
Sure. I think we sent a small PowerPoint yesterday. I don't know if I have to do something on Zoom to show you. I'm sorry, I'm not very familiar with this.
Yes, we have it on screen now.
Okay. Yeah, basically here we just put some information just for you to understand a little bit more of what we did to the property, where we have added a second restroom.
Excuse me, Domenico. If you can let us know when to go to the next slide.
Yeah, you can go. You can go to the plan just for the board to see the plan. I don't think I can do it myself. Yeah, so
the plan's up. You're good. Go ahead and proceed.
Okay. So as you probably seen, we have done a major remodeling to a very old building. As Michael know, we try to explain it took over almost 10 months because we had a lot of problem with the floor. They had a lot of problem with the roof, tree roof. So we actually cleaned the location pretty good. We think we did a good job. Right now has two restaurants, and I think we have added added a good value to the community. We have asked to the city of Miami Beach that approved the 25 seats, and so did the Department of Business and Restaurants, Hotel and Restaurants, sorry, in Tallahassee. As you can see, there is more than one exit, all of which two of them are considered, I think, actually approved as emergency exits. So as a lot of, you know, the place is pretty safe. It has a big parking lot in front, which is often used by our customer. Maybe you can go to the next one. It's a little bit more detailed of the plan. Yeah. So I mean, I'm not here just for you to see that we did everything, and it cost a lot of money actually, unfortunately, to bring the grease trap, all the grease, the new regulation for grease trap, even if we don't actually produce in the location, the work done to the location is really massive. I mean, it has been a lot of time, a lot of work, but we're happy. I mean, we think that now we can give a good service to the community. The other one is the boundary survey, which we have been asked to do for this variance, and I guess it's plain. All the measurement of the building. I'm not going to go too much into detail because I'm not very super familiar with this, but I think the building has all the what's needed to be a safe environment for a food establishment. And I believe the next one is the radius map, which was already explained extensively and very good by Michael. We Officer Michael, we know we have a church establishment near us. There was a human mistake done by our general contractor, because what happened when he did his calculation when we wanted to apply for wine and beer, he did what probably like a mistake that everybody would have done, which is put on Google. And when you put on Google from our location, it gives you more than 300 feet simply because you need to do a U-turn. I know it sounds like stupid mistake, but it is the reality. So that's why we were a little bit shocked when an officer of CEO Miami Beach told us that we couldn't because of the distance with that religious environment, which we appreciate, and we are totally we understand why there are these regulation, but that's the reason why we're trying to ask for a variance, is because we think that we're not gonna affect at all, especially because we're not a bar of any sort. And the last, I send you some picture of the place as you look from outside. As you can probably see, it's not a bar. I mean, it's like really like a cafe / deli ice cream store. We are like a mom and pop familiar place. We've been serving the community for a long time before the remodeling, and we think that it will just add value to our business, trying to also to help us recuperate some of the huge investment that we have been made because of the problems that I tried to tell you before. It was nobody's fault, but we had this problem with the foundation, and we had to take care of it. The landlord wasn't very knee on helping us, but you know, we took up our sleeves and we worked hard with the general contractor, and we did it. I actually send also, I don't know if you have, Michael, the menu for you to see that actually that it's the beer and wine will pair very good with the half of our menu, because we do serve panini, pasta, pizza, quiche. So we have a big part of our menu is food. Which actually obviously pair very good with a glass of wine or a cold beer. We will never be open late. As I said, I want that to be very, very clear. We're not a bar. we would like for you to grant this because we think that it's a perfect pairing for the type of food that we sell. And right now, to put a full kitchen again, it would be impossible. We would mean that we would need to close again for like months and months. Unfortunately, the city of Miami Beach is pretty packed with the new project, remodeling, and everything takes forever. And it would mean again to take my people off work for a few months, and I would rather not to. So that's why we're kindly request this. Do you have the menu, Mike?
Yes, I did pass out. We did pass out the menu. Domenico called the board members, so they have it.
I don't know if you gentlemen have any question about the menu. I can explain. I know something. Some of those are in Italian. But it's really like in my country, those items really pair perfectly with a cold beer during a hot day. And we know we have a lot of hot day in Miami Beach. So that's why I think it could be a great plus for us and for the community.
Okay. Does that conclude your presentation, Domenico?
Unless you guys have any questions.
Yeah, so what we're going to do first is we're going to go ahead and open it up to public comment.
Sure.
It doesn't look like we have anyone here. Do we have anybody on Zoom, Mr. Volush?
There's nobody online with their hand raised.
Okay, with that being said, we're going to go ahead and close the comment. Now I'm going to open it up for board discussion, questions through the chair to be recognized. Any questions? Mr. Asion?
Congratulations on your restaurant. Out of curiosity, do you use Uber Eats or any other platform to sell your food through apps?
Yes, we do. But I do believe there is some sort of regulation where I don't think we are allowed to serve. In case you guys granted us, I don't think Uber allow you to serve wine and beer. So to answer your question, yes, right now we sell, you know, pizza panini, but I don't believe we are allowed to do so with the wine and beer license. But we do have Uber Eats, yes.
Fantastic. The other thing I was going to mention is that I've been very involved in the Normandy Fountain, and they have a lot of events. In October, they're going to have like about 6-7 events. And I would tell you that you might want to consider getting involved with David Sexton and maybe getting a gelato cart that maybe you guys could have out there for promotion purposes, because you're only a block and a half away from the Normandy Fountain. And I've never seen you guys out there at any of the events.
That would be, if anyhow you guys or you, sir, could send an email to me or like
sure.
To Michael. That would be fantastic, because that spot has been there forever, and you're right. I mean, for some reason, our marketing is not very good at all, and a lot of people don't know us, but we are definitely up to serve the
for
community.
For sure, because you could give samples out there and get an exposure, and I'm sure that it's going to be fantastic. So you're an awesome asset to the community, and I think that you just it'll be good for you to be a part of the Normandy Fountain events.
It would be fantastic for us if we could get the opportunity to do so, yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Asion. Other questions from the board? Mr. Nagler?
Yeah, it's not a question. I don't know the right timing to do this, so I'm going to do it now. But I just want to point out that I think I had mentioned this, but just in the order, the property address is mislisted.
Right, and I send out a corrected order by email.
Oh, okay.
It's not in the package, but yeah, thank you for that.
We just want to make sure.
We did correct the order for the address. Thank you
so much. Thank you.
Mr. Silvers, any questions?
No questions.
Ms. Malikoff, any questions?
No questions. It sounds like a wonderful addition to North Beach.
Okay. The only question I have, maybe a comment. First of all, thank you for your investment. We know it's not cheap to do the improvements, to do what you're doing, so we appreciate your investment in the city of Miami Beach. The other stores that you have, do any of your other stores, and I kind of went to your website, I see you're in Hollywood, Lauderdale by the Sea, South Beach, Aventura, Orlando, Hong Kong. Do any of your other stores have wine and beer?
No, actually none of them, but none of those other stores have the quantity of food that we have there. That is a very peculiar store that we have, this Gelato Go by Dolci di Sicilia, where actually even if it's still Gelato Go, the gelato / ice cream part of the business is very low compared with food. So to answer your question, no, we don't sell any other in any other, and we actually never really thought about that because we don't think it's a good fit because we don't have the selection of food that we have in Normandy.
Thank you. And then I have a question for thank you. I have a question for staff. The hours are going to be 7 to 9. Is that going to be a covenant within the variance that they cannot change the hours or go later without coming back to the board? How does that work?
That's a requirement. So the order will indicate that they, of course, they can be open after 9 if they wish, but they can't serve alcohol after 9. If they want to serve alcohol after 9, they'd have to make an application to come back here to the board to modify. Also, since we do it, we will schedule this, Domenico. If you can let us know as soon as you get your alcohol license, so we can schedule a progress report before the board. And at that time of the progress report, if you made the request, the board could extend the hours of operation or reduce them if there were problems associated with the establishment.
Okay. You're okay with that? Domenico, you're okay with that?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, I think 9 o'clock is more than enough because in reality, the end of the day, it will be probably more towards lunchtime, and we will probably do something that we call in Italy aperitivo, which is from maybe 6, 7 p.m. till actually 9, where basically you go there and we serve and we give a beer with meal. I don't think we will need to be open later, but I'm very thankful to you, Mike, that you told me that eventually after 3 months somehow I can consider. We will see, but like off my head right now, I don't believe we will ever need. But in case I see that maybe, you know, there are people that they want to stay over 9, like 10 p.m. and so on and so forth, and I see that in the first 3 months and I cannot give them anything because of that, I will do whatever whatever you will tell me to do in order to get maybe till 10 o'clock or 9:30 or whatever it is. But we're very clear on the fact that we can't sell after 9 o'clock, which right now after 9 we're closed, so it doesn't really affect it.
Great. Thank you. Any other? Okay, Mr. Nagler.
Sorry, just one other.
No,
thing.
No problem. Go ahead.
Just in an abundance of caution, and just to be sure, there's been no opposition or comment from the religious institution.
That's a good point. That's correct.
Okay, thank you.
That's a great question, by the way. Did you reach out to any of these places? I know, obviously, they would get noticed that you're applying for the variance, but did you reach out
actually,
to any of them?
To be honest with you, we try to go on the one next. Now I gotta take the presentation to know which one it is. Hold on. We're actually the only one that I was aware of, which is the one off next to Indian Creek Drive. I can't remember now the Calvary Chapel.
Calvary Church.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, when we went there, I mean, I did go there, to be honest, even before we started doing this, because we thought it was abandoned. I mean, we never seen anybody there. So I went and I saw that people were inside. After that, we tried to go. I think two of my employees did, but they didn't find anybody. So I can't tell you that I've talked with somebody else for them, no.
Okay, no problem. Any other questions from the board? Okay, with that, I'll entertain any motions on the floor.
I make a motion to approve the...
Is your mic on, Jim?
Jim, turn your... Silver, turn your mic on, please.
Okay. I move to approve the application.
Okay, we have a motion by Mr. Service to approve the application as indicated with the specifications from the city. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Seconded.
I defer to
okay,
Ms.
we'll give that to Ms. Malikoff. Second. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Congratulations and good luck, and congratulations on the success of your franchise, and we appreciate your investment in Miami Beach again. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. We have no appeals, Mr. Belush?
That's correct.
Okay. Other business. Okay. So let me explain to you all where we're at, because this is really important. We are not going to have a meeting in November or December. Okay. We still have one opening on the board. And we've got one, two, three, four of us. Our term ends on December 31st, 2023. Of course, you can reapply for an appointment. We don't have term limits, so we can reapply. There's only two people who will definitively stay on the board. That would be Mr. Asian, which, depending on the election, he may or may not be on the board. I hate to say it, but I'm sure you prefer not to be on the board.
I like you guys, but I prefer not to be on the board.
And Mr. Nagler, his term ends 2024. So the way it works with the city is there is a 60-day holdover after your term expires. Okay, upon the earlier of the end of 60 days or when a replacement is appointed. So there is going – since there's not a December meeting, there's going to be a new mayor, a new commission in December, and they're going to meet. They probably won't address committees in the December meeting. The earliest they would probably address that would be in January. Our January meeting – do we have a date for our January meeting, Mr. Belushi? I think it's before the January commission meeting.
That's correct. It would be – let me just give you the date here. It would be January 5th.
Okay. So that's going to be before the January commission meeting. So if you're going to apply for reappointment, I would highly recommend you do that as soon as possible. Of course, you need to go through the normal process of getting a sponsorship, and then, you know, the earliest it would go to the commission would be January, which would be after our board meeting anyway. So the question is, what happens to our January 5th meeting? It's very important that everybody shows up for that meeting because of what I explained in the holdover, because we are going to have at least two items on that agenda, and we need to have five in order to be able to have an item get approved. So I just wanted to make sure everybody knew that, and I want to open up if you have any questions about that. So, Mr. Nagler, you're fine. Mr. Asian, we'll see what happens. Mr. Silvers, Ms. Malikoff, just want to make sure you guys understand that. If you have any questions?
No.
I explained it that good, huh?
Excellent.
Okay, any other good and welfare before I adjourn?
No.
Mr. Nagler, look like you're thinking of something, no?
I like to look like I'm thinking.
Okay. All right. Well, I want to personally thank the board, thank the city. I am going to apply for your appointment. I hope I'm still up here. I will be here January, but I've enjoyed this, and it's been great working with staff and with a great board. And I wish you all, I know it's a little bit early, but, you know, a great Thanksgiving and holiday season. And I look forward to seeing everybody in January. With that,
and
motion to close.
You've done a great job.
Thank you, Mr. Asian. Okay, and good luck. Okay. All right, motion to adjourn? Okay, motion's there. All in favor? Okay, meeting's closed. Thank you, those who are watching at home.
Thank you.
Have a great day.